For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. Thanksgiving has many traditions. One of them is football, with three NFL games on the holiday and a long list of heated college rivalry games this weekend. Western Carolina isn't playing, as the Catamounts finished out their season last weekend. They did it in a big way, though, traveling to the University of Alabama to play the Crimson Tide. While the game may have been a loss on the field, it was a big win for the Catamounts in terms of exposure, experience, and more. When an NCAA Division I FCS football team like Western Carolina University steps up a division to take on a perennially top-ranked powerhouse like the Crimson Tide of Alabama, the first question that usually pops up is, why? There is one obvious answer, according to Western Carolina Athletic Director Randy Eaton.
I think this year's contract's 5.25.
That's right. Western Carolina got paid $525,000 for a single game. The school itself operates on a budget of about $220 million, the athletics department $13 million, and the football team about $2 million. So that money represents a quarter of the football program's yearly revenue. Given that some of it goes towards scholarships, games like this are important, says Western Carolina head coach Mark Spear.
I tell everybody that game alone will fund about approximately 30 players get to go to school here at Western Carolina because of the paycheck that we do get from that ball game.
In fact, while much of the sporting world calls games like these money games, Spear looks at them in a different way.
We don't call it a money game. We call it an opportunity game. It's an opportunity for our program to be in the national spotlight when you play a Michigan or, in our case, Alabama. Everybody in the country wants to know who Alabama's playing that week. It's an opportunity to showcase your school. And to showcase your program and your players.
Spear's been part of these games before, and as much of a mismatch as they can be, they're not always. In 2007, Spear was the defensive line coach at Appalachian State when the then FCS school went up to Ann Arbor and stunned number 5 Michigan before 110,000 fans, the first time a school from the lower division had beaten a ranked team in the higher one. Western Carolina's associate head coach, John Holt, happened to be the Mountaineers' starting right guard that day.
Nobody expected you guys to win that game.
Except us. So the biggest thing is, you know, just play the next play. Make it simple. Don't make it, you know, about a big game. You know, you're playing yourself every game, every practice, every play, and don't focus on what we're going to do in the fourth quarter. Focus on what you're going to do right now.
Caleb Ferguson is a sophomore running back, and like many Western Carolina players, he graduated from a small Western North Carolina high school, Tuscola, in Haywood County.
I think any football player can agree with me on this, that once you get the first play in, once you get that first hit in, then it's just it's game time. Like, you're nervous up until that first hit, and then once that's over, then you're fully locked into the game. You're not worried about extra stuff.
The extra stuff, like national exposure on ESPN, is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for programs like Western Carolina and players like Ferguson.
I'm really excited. I mean, it's Alabama. You can't overlook that it's one of the top team in the nations, but I'm very excited. I'm very excited to be able to play in that big of a crowd. I know it's going to be loud. Just everything about the atmosphere of game day, that's what I'm excited about.
Loud and rowdy. Alabama's Bryant-Denny Stadium in Tuscaloosa holds just over 100,000 people. That's more than double the population of the Catamounts' home in Jackson County. But a number of fans did make the trip to Tuscaloosa, including Western Carolina University Chancellor Kelly Brown, who took in the game from a skybox next to Gary Ayers and the Western Carolina radio crew.
We've got fans here from all over. They've driven in from Nashville, Tennessee, from Georgia, from North Carolina to be able to be here to see our Catamounts play University of Alabama.
Despite a final score of 66-3, it was a positive experience, according to cheerleader Liz Liner, herself a graduate of Haywood County's Pisgah High School. From the sidelines, Ferguson had this to say after the game.
We need to prepare each game like we're going to play Alabama, and if we do that, then I don't see why we couldn't beat anybody that we have scheduled next year.
One thing missing from the experience was Western Carolina's band, which was off in New York City preparing for a national appearance of their own at Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.